A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. When everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all throughout the wheat and went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have all the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds. Yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables, to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what is lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. And just as weeds are collected and burnt with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into a fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we're in this section of the Gospel of Matthew these weeks where he's using teaching by a number of parables and kind of indirect ways of teaching to bring a point across. And, you know, at first glance, we might look at this and say, well, okay, somebody sowed weeds in the wheat. And we know, you know, the first thing you do when you have a garden, or if you're planting crops, is you make sure they don't get overrun by weeds. You pull up the weeds so they don't choke off the good. And so he's using this image of agriculture, but the kingdom of heaven is a little bit different when you're dealing with souls. And Jesus knows that. Now, I think it really speaks to the attitude of God toward us, that he has time until the harvest, that he's patient, and he waits, and he allows the evil in the world to grow up around the good ones. And we see that every day. We experience it all the time. It's almost obsessive to us because we're always dealing with that evil in the world all around us. And sometimes we even wonder whether God is there. Why don't you pull up some of these weeds? Make it a little easier for us because they're choking us off. And yet God in his wisdom knows it's better to wait for the harvest, to pull them up. And then he'll deal with them. And he will. You know, in one sense, we can even look at this not just a parable about the world, but even about the church. You know, we're always dealing with the imperfections of members of the church, and maybe even the sinfulness and hypocrisy of some members. Among all the good people and the really holy people and the saints, they're always sinners. And God has patience, even with his church. One of the big tendencies throughout church history has always been to try to create a church of the pure and the holy ones and kick everybody else out. That the church ought to be spotless. Well, it's spotless in the sense of its head, Jesus Christ, and Our Lady, and the saints, and the sacraments. And yet so many of the members are sinful members. The weeds grow alongside the wheat. And we can fall into that tendency to expel all those people who aren't yet up to the mark. And yet God is patient. And he sees the church progress through time slowly, slowly, slowly. You know, it seems painful. We can look back in history and we can see periods of where the bad guys seem to be winning, even in the church. But God is patient. And then he raises up saints to renew the church. He gives time so that those weeds can have a conversion. Right now, the Holy Father is dealing with this schism on the right. Now, you've probably heard about the people who love the traditional Latin Mass. Well, you know, the church has made accommodations for people who love that Mass, changed over time. But a group now has broken away, and they've consecrated bishops without permission of the Pope. And now they're formally in schism. Schism is a division in the church where they step out and their leaders are excommunicated. It's a painful wound in the church, and God even allows that to happen. And it's happened throughout history. But God has time. And he's waiting for people to convert back. And we can take these parables too as an image of our own selves, our individual lives, not just the world and the church, but you know, we all know that we're a mix of goodness and holiness along with sin and imperfection in our own lives. It's like inside our own hearts, the weeds are always threatening to choke off the good wheat. But God is patient, and he gives us time to repent of our misdeeds. Time to go and ask for God's mercy. Then those two parables of the mustard seed and the leaven are very similar. In the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, but it grows and becomes a great bush, and the birds of the sky nest within it. And the leaven that raises up three measures of flour into a great mass. Those are images of God's grace working in time, in the church, in our souls. And God never stops transmitting that grace as an invitation for us to continue to make spiritual progress, to continue to rip out those weeds in our own lives, in our own souls, so that we can come to that fullness of grace that God wants. God keeps investing in the church, in the sacraments, like the Eucharist, in the sacrament of confession. And for those that are open, it makes a powerful difference in our lives. The danger for us is either that we lose the desire to make that spiritual progress, or we give up on others. And Jesus is saying in this parable, don't give up on anyone. God doesn't give up on them. God keeps investing his grace in each person. So that wayward son or daughter or the friends or relatives that are seem to be so far away from God, that have lost trust and now seem cynical. Yeah, weeds are growing up among the wheat, but those weeds can change. And God's giving them time. And he's giving them grace. Sometimes we give up and we stop praying for those people and we stop working and sacrificing. When God wants us to be part of that conversion process for each one. Sometimes we give up on ourselves and say, this is just the way I am. I'm not going to get any better. And we doubt the power of God's grace. But that grace will grow in us if we let it. I don't think that owner of the field gave up on the wheat just because there were weeds. He probably made sure, even though he was afraid to rip out the good wheat with the weeds, he continued to water it and fertilize it. He continued to take care of it. That's what he does. And we're all here because he didn't give up on any of us. We're all here because God's grace is working in us, down to the biggest sinner in this congregation. I don't know who that is, but he can compete for that honor. But he doesn't give up with his grace on any of us. And the lesson is that we shouldn't give up on anybody either. We need to continue to work so that all will be united in Jesus Christ. We ought to take away from this a good look inside our own heart. What kind of spiritual progress am I making? Because God is putting the leaven in there. God is sowing the good seed in us. Have we gotten stuck? Maybe there's that one thing, that one sinful tendency or habit that we have that we've given up and we're letting it grow. Kind of hoping it goes away, but we know it won't. We got to turn it over to God and expose it to his grace. Maybe we're stuck that we haven't learned or deepened our faith in a while, and we need to start because we don't stay the same. Our faith has to grow in us. We got to keep making progress. Maybe we need more time of prayer. Maybe we need to commit to it, not just on and off. Maybe we need to get to confession. Maybe we need to spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. That's the most powerful place we can be. Whatever it is, God wants to continue to invest in us, invest in his church, and invest in the world. He doesn't want us to sit passively while those weeds choke off the good fruits he's produced in us.